The college experience. Oral Roberts, Golden Eagles against the Arkansas Razorbacks. Sweet 16 college basketball preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WinBet. Get started today and you'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at winbet.com. That's WYNNbet.com and download the app today. We're also brought to you by Odds Crowd. Odds Crowd's $8,000 March Madness contest is heating up. Don't forget to enter your picks and see all their free contests. Download their app today at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/odds. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/odds. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is your home to free daily video picks from SGPN. It's like YouTube for sports betting. Make sure to subscribe to our profile at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. We're also brought to you by PicksWise. Follow the PicksWise Capper contest at PicksWise.com for free picks and analysis throughout the NCAA tournament from the likes of John Rothstein, Rashad Phillips, and Jeff Nadeau. See which expert is trending hot as they battle it out for a winner takes all $10,000 prize over at PicksWise.com. We're also brought to you by Better Edge. Better Edge operates like a stock exchange for the sports world. Pick the teams you like and have someone else buy the other side. Sign up at BetterEdge.com. Promo code SGP for a free $10 play. That's BetterEdge, BETTOR Edge.com. Promo code SGP. Welcome to the college experience. Oral Roberts, Golden Eagles against the Arkansas Razorbacks. My name is Colby Swinging Danterbase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. And I'm joined by my friend. This guy knows as much college football and college basketball as any that I've met in that world. So give it up for former North Carolina A&T graduate. Really rel on Twitter. Give it up for my guy Terrell Furman Jr. How are you, my friend?
Yes, sir. It's good to be here. It's March. It's March.
I mean, is this the most chaotic? I mean, I know. You know, I know we're somewhat from the same neck of the woods. I think you're much more further south than me, but it we're in a 2-hour drive. I feel like, but I mean, Shaka Smart, man, there's rumblings that people that I think he deserves another year, even though he's never gotten that tournament win. But I know we're going to hit on this Arkansas Tulsa game, but this tournament has been wild. So I know, like, you know, we counted on certain teams going far. Some people had Illinois winning the championship. They're done. Some people had Oklahoma State advancing, Texas advancing. They're done. Iowa advancing. So here we are with Oral Roberts. I mean, it sounds like a dental school or something. But they're balling. They're balling. And then you have the Arkansas Razorbacks and Eric Musselman about to make a fool out of me. Cause when they got hired, I remember getting into an argument saying that he'll never get Arkansas past the Sweet 16. And what's crazy is I like Musselman. I was not trying to shit on him. And in a way, it just came across that because they passed on another coach. I forget who at the time. So I'm about to look like a fool if the Razorbacks win and Oral Roberts, you know, I didn't have them in the Elite Eight, but this could be the first ever 15 seed in the Elite Eight. If they win this game. Now you look at Oral Roberts and they're actually, you know, some of these times you see a 15 in there or a 14 in there and you could say, oh, well, they got lucky with the second round matchup. No. Oral Roberts has beaten two like kind of blue bloods in Ohio State and Florida, and they've done it by just flat out beating them. I mean, Kevin O'Banner, their big man, and then Ace Smith, who I think that's how that's pronounced because he definitely spells it a lot differently than it looks. But those guys have been just just beasts, especially O'Banner, man. This guy O'Banner in the Ohio State game, I mean, he single-handedly down the stretch, I thought, put Oral Roberts on his back, made a bunch of clutch free throws, made a bunch of clutch baskets, and then he kind of did the same thing against Florida too. So what's your assessment on this Golden Eagle team, man?
Yeah, the Golden Eagles are playing exactly how you want your team to play in March. They're coming in, they're not turning the ball over, and they're playing to the strengths that they've been playing to for the whole year.
I mean, so, and they're shooting unbelievable from the free throw line. That's, if you look at that Ohio State game, I want to say that, like, I don't have the stats in front of me, but I recall they shot like something unbelievable from the free throw line that game. So they're taking, what's that?
They were 14 from 18 for the free throw line.
And I think down the stretch, it might've been 14 of 14 or 13 of 14 or something, but just taking advantage of every opportunity they could get there. Now, I mean, this dude O'Banner and Asemus together going for what? I mean, O'Banner in that Ohio State game, I think he had like 30 some points. Now for the season, they both, you know, they're about at 44 points a game. The 1-2 punch there. But then RJ Glasper is the guy, and I think Glasper is a guy that is going to be really important in this game. Because you look at Arkansas, and Arkansas is a team that has been on the rise for a little while now. They got red hot down the stretch. They look good. You know, they gave up a big lead to Texas Tech, but they still closed it out, got that win. We could argue if you thought that was a foul down the stretch, whatever. They got out of there with the W, and they took care of Colgate. So here Arkansas is, and Arkansas team getting better throughout. They're a young team. They're a really young team. So getting better throughout the season, and led by their star freshman, Moses Moody, getting about 17.6 boards a game. Now, I think one of the key points, and I got to mention this because someone on Twitter alerted me. Well, I made a note of this. I just didn't talk about it on the other podcast, that Devontae Davis has got a guy that's emerged a lot for the Razorbacks, and they played Oral Roberts back on, in December. And Oral Roberts was up 10 at halftime. Arkansas ends up winning by 11, but Devontae Davis only played 9 minutes that game. So he has come on of late. So that's kind of the compelling thing. Davis is a defensive stud. We've seen what he's done the past couple of games. He's been great on defense. So, here we are in the middle of this with both these teams. Now, Oral Roberts, though, I think unbelievable against the spread as a dog this year. I had this stat somewhere on this. I want to say they're Oral Roberts is 11-3 ATS as an underdog this season. So something to an 8-2 in the past 10 games, by the way, ATS. So there's those elements here. Now Vegas had this line open up at, where am I at here? At 10.5, it's up to 12 at WynnBET, our sponsors. So the money coming in on the Razorbacks, what are you thinking here? Make the case. And what are the key points of the game? I mean, I should also, and I know I'm just rambling here, but Asemus shot a horrible percentage in their one matchup that they played earlier this year. Asemus was 4 of 11 and 1 for 6 from three. You got to think, even with how good Arkansas plays defensively, that Asemus is going to have more than 11 points and shoot a better percentage than that, I would assume.
Absolutely. So when you really look at it, now this guy's been a dog all year. He's not the nation's leading scorer for nothing.
Yeah.
But when you look at it, when the senior guard Glasper went out in February, that's when Asemus really like kicked it up another notch. Like he was scoring the ball at a crazy rate, but that's when he just, I mean, you see 40 point games, you see 30 point games, and this is college. We're not even talking about NBA. and so that I expect him to shoot a way better percentage this time. He's getting to his shot. He's getting better looks at the baskets and more opportunity. I expect him to shoot a way better percentage and put more points on the board. But this is the biggest test they had so far in the tournament. Arkansas, KenPom has Arkansas at a 10th best defensive ratio. Ooh, correction. They had Arkansas at a 10th best defensive efficiency right now. So That's a significant step up from Ohio State and Florida defensively. We don't really notice Arkansas team for their defense too much. We're really thinking Moses Moody, they're going to put up a whole bunch of points on the board, but they can stop you from scoring too. And that's exactly what happened with Colgate when they slowed this really high powered Colgate team down for a few minutes and was able to pull away in that one. So I think it's a good matchup. I think it's really going to be on Oral Roberts to keep the tempo going in their favor, to constantly be scoring. Don't go into those 3 minutes, 4 minutes scoring drops that teams can go on, especially as they get deeper in the tournament, because that's when Arkansas is just going to pull away and it's going to be hard to get to constantly come back from down 10, 15 points.
Yeah. I think, you know, you touched that the length of Arkansas could be a problem. That could be a problem. I think for Oral Roberts to win this game, obviously Ace Miss has got to play his game, right? He was 6 of 14 against Florida, 12 for 12 at the free throw line. So he got 26 points and O'Banner got 28. So those two killed it. No one else scored in double digits. And I think for them to win this game, they're going to need that third man. All right. They're going to need, I don't know if it's going to be Thompson. I don't know if it's Juergens. I don't know who, but someone is going to have to step up and contribute. I think that, cause you know, Arkansas is going to be coming after those guys. I do think I am curious the O'Banner matchup though, because you figure what it's going to be Justin Smith on O'Banner. And I think Justin Smith, the second leading scorer of the Razorbacks, O'Banner has potential to get him into some foul trouble. I think because O'Banner is such a beast on the block. But at the same time, Justin Smith of using his offense, O'Banner has fouled out of a few games this year. So that makes this matchup kind of key. And Justin Smith, a senior, one of the few seniors on this team, I feel like, getting 14.7 boards a game. Who do you like in that matchup?
I lead experience during this part, and it's kind of hard to say that because especially we don't really think of this Arkansas team as making a run, really. So these seniors, this is their first time. Like everybody in both of these teams is pretty new to this situation coming this late into the season. I think that if Smith gets into foul trouble, that could do it. But I've seen Smith do this too many times, and I think that the matchup really isn't going to be on the inside. I don't think the matchup is going to be on the inside between those two. I think that they're going to battle it out. They'll probably cancel each other out, put each other in foul trouble early on, just getting as physical as they both can down low. But I'm really expecting for it to be on the outside in the 3-point shooting. I think that both teams are going to be pushing the pace. They're going to move the ball around, and it's going to open up those shooters that they have, especially Note for JD Note from the Arkansas Razorbacks. I think that's a guy that is just been lights out offense this entire tournament. And he's going to be the guy that's going to come in and he's going to step up and just put up those points where you're sitting there possibly going through a drought, possibly trying to figure out where this offense is going to come through. Moody's not going through right now. Note has been that guy in the past where he's going to come in and hit that big three and he's going to change the tide. That's exactly what happened to Colgate when he came in and hit a couple big threes and changed the tide of the game. I think this game is going to be really, really similar to that Colgate game where it's a very close competitive game at first, but they're just going to pull away. And I think Note is going to be the guy on the outside with that 3-point shooting of his that's just going to push it.
Yeah. And another, I mean, Note's been playing great. And this Arkansas team, I mean, for them being kind of young, I expect them to be fully good for, I mean, they're going to be a team to watch over the next couple of years. But one of the compelling, Paul Mills, the coach of Oral Roberts, you know, O'Banner and Asemus played the whole game. They didn't sit out 1 minute against Florida. I think for them to win, they're going to have to do the same thing. So something to keep in mind is O'Banner and the Asemus, they're going to, I mean, talk about it.
You're starting to see it with some of these mid majors. You're starting to see that Drake played three starters 40 minutes ever since the Missouri Valley tournament. Before, actually, the regular season still played them 40 minutes every single game. Right, so you're starting to see it from a few of these mid majors, excluding Loyola, who's just deep.
Yeah.
But a lot of these mid majors, they're starting to play their guys 40 minutes and coming off of about a week off rest, if 40 minutes don't sound that bad to some of these guys. So I think fatigue could possibly be a thing. But I just think that if this was a second game where they played they say that they met in the Elite Eight rather than meeting in the Sweet 16, yeah. I think I would feel better about Oral Roberts just because they didn't get that time to prepare factor. They were focused on the game before. But with the whole week to prepare for this Oral Roberts squad, I think Arkansas is going to be right for them.
And that's why I think Thompson and Juergens are so key, because if you study the film, you know, these guys didn't have a great day against Florida and really weren't great against Ohio State. You could make that case. I think those are the guys that are just going to have to, someone's going to have to, if they could just have a guy hit the three, because A. Smith and Obanna were more than likely, they probably are going to draw some doubles. And if they can just have somebody, but maybe both of them, that's their best shot, I think, at them staying in this game and obviously staying out of foul trouble. But I should note that Oral Roberts, one of the best free throw shooting teams in the nation, 82 and like basically 83% for a team. That's pretty unbelievable. That's almost the best ever. And so they have Arkansas shoots about 73% from the free throw line. So I mean, the clear free throw advantage for Oral Roberts. And if you break down the X's and O's of how they stayed in that Ohio State game and how they stayed in that Florida game, is they were great from the free throw line. So perhaps the charity strike could hit, you know, or help keep the Golden Eagles in the game. Now, like I said, Vegas had this line open up. The money's coming in on the Razorbacks. It's at 12. What are you doing? And do you like the play?
12 is a lot, but I don't know what I'm going to get out of Kareem Thompson for Oral Roberts. Kareem, he's shooting 40% on the season from three. So it's just like, okay, I know I can expect a really big game from this guy from three. He hasn't had it in the first two games of the tournament. Maybe that was the nerves. It's first time being there on that stage. Everybody doesn't react like that. So maybe, you know, after he has a weekend under his belt, he gets that edge again. Because if he gets going, then I love Oral Roberts in the points. I think no matter what the ending of the game, if he's going, they're going to be in it. Because that's going to be that third score that they really, really need.
Yeah.
But
I think there's going to be opportunity, because I fully expect them to double. I fully expect them to double A. Smith and O'Banner. So if they swing the ball, if they can hit the open three and make them not double, I think that is the key to the Golden Eagles, you know, staying in this game and perhaps winning this game. But yeah, 12 points. I lean Oral Roberts, but I don't love the play. I just think
12 is just a lot. 12 is a lot. Even though we know this Arkansas team can put up a bunch of points, we know Oral Roberts can score as well. And then that free throw shooting, I think the three for free throw shooting is what kind of leans it for me, and where I'm leaning more towards Oral Roberts just to keep it within 12.
And they played before, and Oral Roberts, you know, lost by 11, blew a 10-point lead, but so even that would have covered, and that was with
that's kind of a revenge factor. Like, we know we can beat these guys, yeah. Man. We prepped for these guys before. We know we can beat these guys.
And once again, that's with A. Smith being out. Now, obviously, Glasper was a part of that game as well, and he's out. But I give me Oral Roberts. I don't love the play, but I think gun to my head here, you got to take the points. You agree?
Give me Oral Roberts in the 12. I think I like the first half play a little bit more. If you find a good number on the first half play, I would play a first half play in Oral Roberts' favor. I think it's definitely close in the beginning of the game, but I think Arkansas starts to pull away at the end. I don't know if they pull 12 points away, but I think they come out with the win in the end.
And I would imagine what Devontae Davis, their top defender, him. I mean, Notay's a good defender too. I mean, this whole team plays great defense. I would imagine, what do you think they match up Davis on Asmus? Look, the matchups are tough for Oral Roberts. They're going to have to figure it out. They got to hit the open three. They need that third score. Give me the Golden Eagles to cover that, but tread lightly, I would suggest. But yes, I do agree with Terrell here. Perhaps look for that first half number. I think that's a better play. Like, just like with Colgate.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they come out. I think they're excited. They know the opportunity they have in front of them. They know they can keep this run going. And they just don't turn the basketball over. This team does not turn the basketball over. If they can keep that going and limit their turnovers again, then they'll always have possessions to score. So I can't lay the 12. Give me the 12 points for Oral Roberts.
There we go. You heard it here first, guys. If you're a first time listener to the College Experience, well, make sure you subscribe. We handicap every single Division I college basketball and college football game. Been doing it for 4 years now. Yes, me, NC Nick, Patty C, all of us handicapping every single game. Been over 500 each and every season, picking every game, guys. Also, way over 500 on our locks. We give you all of that for free over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Make sure you check that out. We don't charge for picks. We won't charge for picks. The only thing I'm going to try to charge you for is even if you can get over to iTunes and give us a 5-star review and say some nice things about us. Sponsors have told us it's very important. So get over there, give us a 5-star review, do that. And if you do, take a screenshot of your review, tag me at the Colby D on Twitter, and I'll enter you in a raffle, a rigged raffle, where you will get a College Experience t-shirt. How about that now? All right. Get you a free shirt to go out on the town with. It's a no brainer. All right. You get a nice shirt. I guarantee you your chances of getting ass go up if you're wearing a brand new shirt, especially with our logo on it. But yeah, if you do, I'm at the Colby D on Twitter, and make sure you give it up for my guy Terrell Furman, who's at @reallyrell__ on Twitter. My guy Terrell Furman, man, this guy knows college basketball and college football, and really, I would even say more than that. Probably, I mean, I haven't picked his brain too much on NBA and NFL, but I see some of the tweets. Seems just knowledgeable all across the board. So hit him up. Make sure you can talk sports with him. Trust me, you will be impressed. Once again, really rel _ on Twitter. Patty C, co-host, he's on Twitter at Patty C 831. NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK. Give all of us a follow, and make sure you give the Sports Gambling Podcast a follow at DSGP Network. So yes, and check out the Slack channel. Me, Terrell, NC Nick, Patty C, everyone in there talking sports. You want to know? I mean, you can literally find you'll find like fucking every type of betting. You know, if there's a turtle race going on in fucking North Carolina, you're going to find out about it. All right. It's in the Slack channel. Just check it out. You won't be disappointed. All right. This is the College Experience. Oral Roberts, Arkansas style. Take the Golden Missouri Eagles Tigers and the points. Say me and Terrell
Sooners. March.
You
Madness,
better start thinking about yours
on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Use promo code SGP when you sign up to turn $4 into $256. If the college basketball underdog of your choosing pulls off the upset, that's code SGP to turn $4 into $256 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook.